Today, we shall be celebrating Sri Jagannath Rath Yatra. And I have been requested to speak about Rath Yatra in honor of the occasion. The Rath Yatra Festival can be appreciated on many levels. Lord Jagannath is Krishna, and in, especially in the present age of Kali Yuga, people are so busy they have no time to come to the temple, for they are so preoccupied with material affairs, they have no interest to come to the temple to see God. So on Rath Yatra day, God comes out of the temple to bestow His mercy upon all. Srila Rupa Goswami enumerates 5 items of devotional service that are especially important. And he says that even a slight contact with any one of the 5 is enough to awaken love for Krishna, provided that one is free from offenses. So, in the Rath Yatra festival, we give people the opportunity to associate with the 5 most potent items of devotional service: sadhu sangha, associating with advanced devotees; nama kirtana, chanting and hearing the holy names of the Lord. Sadhu Sangha, Nama Kirtana, Bhajana, Bhagavad Shravana, hearing the philosophy of the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, worshipping the deity with faith and reverence, and even residing in a holy place, because the presence of Lord Jagannath and his servants is the same as a temple, and any temple of Vishnu offers the same benefit as residing in a holy place, connected to the Lord. And so, in order to extend the Lord's mercy, devotees make so many arrangements to celebrate the festival and to attract people to participate. But there is also an internal aspect to the celebration, which is quite confidential. But because it is Rath Yatra day, and you are all devotees, or aspiring devotees, we shall touch a bit on the internal significance of gravity action. There was a time in the history of this time when we did not have all the Srila Prabhupada's books. People come now and they take it for granted.
Yeah.
The Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. But that was not always the case. And as Srila Prabhupada was spreading the movement, he took time to translate his books. In fact, he was so eager to publish the books for our benefit that he would hardly sleep. He would retire at about 10 o'clock at night and get up at about midnight after only 2 hours of sleep. And he would translate, dictate his books. But one year, he shared with devotees and the public who participated in the Rath Yatra something of the inner mood of the Rath Yatra. And because we did not have the Chaitanya Charitamrita at the time, what Srila Prabhupada disclosed was a revelation for us. And devotees were commenting how grateful they were to Srila Prabhupada to share some of these inner moods with us. And Srila Prabhupada explained in the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita elaborately describes that Lord Jagannath in Neelachal, in his temple in Jagannath Puri, is like Krishna in Dwarka, or even more specifically, Krishna in Kurukshetra. And the history is, as related in Srimad Bhagavatam, that after Krishna left Vrindavan and the residents of Vrindavan were plunged into an ocean of separation, Krishna, at the time of a solar eclipse, took the opportunity, as ordained in scriptures, to go to the holy place of Kurukshetra and take bath and give charity on the occasion of the eclipse. And when Krishna announced that he would be going to Kurukshetra, so many other kings and sages and saintly persons, they all decided to go to Kurukshetra. And the residents of Vrindavan, who had been given so much separation from Krishna, they also thought, let us go. because Guru Kshatriya is not so far from Vrindavan. They were not interested in taking ritualistic vows and giving charity. They were interested in only one thing, and that is Krishna. So they made the journey, but when they arrived, they found that Krishna didn't look the same, and the whole situation in Kurukshetra was very different from the situation in Vrindavan. And the gopis especially, they didn't like the atmosphere of Kurukshetra, and especially Srimati Radha. In Vrindavan, there was the Jamuna River, the Govardhan Hill, the chirping of birds, and in Kurukshetra there was soldiers and elephants and horses and the rattling of chariots. And Srimati Radharani's sentiment was that you are the same Krishna and I'm the same Radharani, but we are not able to relish pastimes here as we did in Vrindavan. So please come back to Vrindavan. And Lord Chaitanya, he observed the Radhyatra in the mood of Srimati Radharani meeting Krishna at Kurukshetra. And as Srila Prabhupada said, Radhyatra is the emotional process of pulling Krishna back to Vrindavan. And as he said in that lecture, that Radhyatra is a very feeling festival for Vaishnavas. But even this confidential understanding of the Radhyatra as performed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even that was not known to anyone, effectively. Only Lord Chaitanya's most confidential associates and Puri, Sri Swarupadamodar Goswami, he could understand, but nobody else could understand. And so, and Swarupadamodar Goswami did not disclose Lord Chaitanya's internal mood to others. And so even in the presence of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, devotees did not understand his internal mood. But one year, by chance, Srila Rupa Goswami was present at the Radhyatra, and by some special mercy, and we will discuss what the requirement is to receive such special mercy, he was able to understand the inner mood of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So I will read a few verses from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, and we can discuss further. But this is a very important point for all of us, how we can become recipients of special mercy that will allow us to understand the confidential needs of the Lord and His devotees, and including our spiritual masters. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to dance before the car during the festival, he always sang the following two lines. Take text 55. Say the Paranatha Painu Yatalavi Madana Dohani Yuri Genu. Translation. I have gotten that Lord of my life, for whom I was burning in the fire of lusty desires. Now this verse is very mysterious, especially this Madana Dahana. The fire of lusty desires. Now, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a strict sannyasi, and he could not be burning in the fire of material lusty desires like ordinary people. So these lusty desires are really the desire to serve Krishna personally. And that burning was the feeling of separation from Krishna. So I have gotten that word of my life, this Lord Jagannath, or Krishna, for whom I was burning in the fire of lusty desires. Text 56. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to sing this song, Seta Parananatha, especially during the latter part. part of the day. And he would think, let me take Krishna and go back to Vrindavan. This ecstasy was always filling his heart. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Being always absorbed in the ecstasy of Srimati Radharani, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt the same separation from Krishna that Srimati Radharani felt when Krishna left Vrindavan and went to Mathura. This ecstatic feeling is very helpful in attaining love of God in separation. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught everyone that one should not be overly anxious to see the Lord, but rather should feel separation from him in ecstasy. It is actually better to feel separation from him than to desire to see him face to face. When the gopis of Vrindavan, the residents of Gokul, met Krishna at Kurukshetra during the solar eclipse, they wanted to take Krishna back to Vrindavan. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also felt the same ecstasy as soon as he saw Jagannath in the temple or on the Rath Yatra car. The gopis of Vrindavan did not like the opulence of the dwarf. They wanted to take Krishna to the village of Vrindavan and enjoy his company in the groves. This desire was also felt by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he danced in ecstasy before the Rath Yatra festival when Lord Jagannath went to Vrindavan. Now, even the explanation that you just said is quite mysterious and confidential, because it appears that the gopis want to take Krishna back to Vrindavan because they will enjoy Krishna's association more or better in Vrindavan. In other words, what they are expressing appears to be a selfish desire for their own happiness. But actually, the gopis have no desire for happiness other than Krishna's happiness. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita describes that priti, or prema, is a desire for one's own happiness or sense gratification. That kama, or lust, is the desire for one's own happiness or sense gratification. And priti, or prema, pure love, is the desire for Krishna's gratification. So when the gopis asked Krishna to come back to Vrindavan so they can enjoy his association, the underlying principle is that the gopis know that Krishna himself cannot be as happy anywhere else as in Vrindavan. And Krishna himself cannot enjoy loving reciprocation with anyone else as much as the residents of Vrindavan. So really, they want Krishna to come back to Vrindavan and be with his most intimate devotees, because they know that will make Krishna happy. And there are many episodes in which Krishna in Dwarka is speaking in his sleep about the residence of Vrindavan, and was always like feeling separation from the residence of Vrindavan. So much so that the kings of Dwarka became very perturbed that, who are these people in Vrindavan? Krishna is in Dwarka with us, but he's always remembering the residents of Vrindavan and sharing and shedding tears of love for them. So they wanted to understand what is the mystery of Vrindavan. And the only one among them who had experienced Krishna's past nights in the valley was Mother Rohini. So they requested her to tell them, what is this Vrindavan? Who are these people? Why is Krishna crying for them even when he's with us? So it's described that she gathered them in a hall to speak to them about Krishna in Vrindavan. But she ordered that the door should be kept closed, because she didn't want to be interrupted. Actually, she knew that if Krishna and Balaram heard her speaking about the pastimes of Vrindavan, they would just want to return to Vrindavan. So, Lady Subhadra was posted at the door to make sure no one entered. But she put her ear to the door, and hearing about these pastimes, she herself entered into such an ecstatic state that her limbs contracted and her eyes opened wide, and she assumed the form of Subhadra that we see in Jagannath deities. And then Krishna and Balaram came by, they saw Subhadra and her condition, they put their ears to the door, and they also experienced ecstatic symptoms, and they assumed those forms of Jagannath and Balaram that we see in Jagannath. So, the love of the residents of Vrindavan is most pure. There's no tinge of selfishness. And so their desire to bring Krishna back to Vrindavan is really for Krishna's pleasure. And by giving pleasure to Krishna, they experience pleasure. They have no other way of experiencing happiness outside of Krishna's happiness. So in that ecstasy, that's 57, in that ecstasy, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recited a verse when dancing in front of Lord Jagannath. Almost no one could understand the meaning of that verse. Text 58, translation. that very personality who stole away my heart during my youth is now again my master. These are the same moonlit nights of the month of Chaitra, the same fragrance of multitude flowers is there, and the same sweet breezes are blowing from the Kadamba forest. In our intimate relationship, I am also the same lover, yet my mind is not happy here. I am eager to go back to that place on the bank of the Reva, under the Vetasi tree. That is my desire. This verse appears in the Padyabali 296. So this verse is a verse that Lord Chaitanya learned, and it appears to be a verse from mundane love poetry. And why he would recite such a verse was a mystery. That's 59. This verse appears to be the hankering between some ordinary mortal world, but its actual deep meaning was known only to Swarup Damodara. By chance, one year Rupa Goswami was also present there. Although the meaning of the verse was known only to Swarup Damodara, Rupa Goswami, after hearing it from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, immediately composed another verse that described the meaning of the original verse. After composing this verse, Rupa Goswami wrote it on the palm leaf and put it on the roof of a thatched house in which he was living. After composing this verse and putting it on the roof of his house, Srila Rupa Goswami went to bathe in the sea. In the meantime, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to his house to meet him. So, to avoid turmoil, three great personalities, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, and Haridas Thakur, did not enter the Jagannath temple. They were considered fallen. Haridas Thakur was considered fallen because he was born in a Muslim family. And Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami were considered fallen because of their association with the Muslims. And in a humble mood, they did not go to the temple. But every day, Lord Chaitanya would go to visit them. And Srila Prabhupada says that this shows that Lord Chaitanya did not approve of the policy of the temple not to allow people who were actually pure devotees to enter because of their birth or association. And that policy is still there, not to allow even Vaishnavas, born outside of India, outside of the Hindu tradition. And even those who were born in India, in the Hindu tradition, are sometimes denied entry if they're members of ISKCON because they're considered to be contaminated by their association with non-Hindus. So Srila Prabhupada says that although these three exalted personalities did not go to the temple to see Lord Jagannath, Lord Jagannath, in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the residence of Srila Rupa Goswami, he accidentally saw the Pandi Pandavruta, and thus he read the verse composed by him. After reading the verse, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went into an ecstatic mood. While he was in that state, Srila Rupa Goswami came and immediately fell down on the floor like a rock. When Rupa Goswami fell down like a rock, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got up and gave him a slap. Then, taking him on his lap, he began to speak to him. Quote, "No one knows the purport of my verse," Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. "How can you understand my intention?" Saying this, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bestowed various benedictions upon Rupa Goswami, and taking the verse, he later showed it to Swarupa Goswami. Having shown the verse to Swarupa Damodar with great wonder, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him how Rupa Goswami could understand the intentions of his mind. And now we come to the point, purport by Srila Prabhupada. We have the opportunity to receive a similar blessing from Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami when we presented an essay at his birthday ceremony. He was so pleased with that essay that he used to show it, that he used to call some of his confidential devotees and show it to them. How could we have understood the intentions of Srila Prabhupada? So this is a very good question that Lord Chaitanya asked Swarupa Damodara Goswami. How could Rupa Goswami have understood my mind? And Srila Prabhupada asks the same question. How could I have understood the mind of Srila Prabhupada? How could he have understood the mind of his spiritual master, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur? So the basic answer comes in a verse quoted in Bhaktivedanta Samhita. Atasi Krishna Namaki, Nama Vedran Kumbaya, Sevan Mukhi Jivado, Swayam Devas Parantrava. Atasi Krishna Namaki. Everything about Krishna, his name, forms, qualities, pastimes, abode, everything about Krishna is transcendental. So how can we understand that? And the answer is, Shri Krishna Nama Dina Bhavetranin is Seva Mohini Jiva. By engaging in service, beginning with the tongue, Krishna reveals himself. So it's the service attitude. By service, selfless service, Krishna reveals himself. The same point is made in more detail in the story of the fourth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, in which the king and queen had entered the vanaprastha stage of life and gone to the forest. After some time, the king gave up his body, and his widow was left to lament. And after some time, a Brahmin came, gave the queen some instructions. So Srila Prabhupada explains that figuratively the king is the spiritual master and the queen is the disciple. And that when the spiritual master disappears, the disciple should weep for the spiritual master just as the queen wept for her departed husband. And she was ready to enter into the funeral pyre, to give up her life in the flames of the funeral pyre. And Srila Prabhupada explains that this means that the disciple should be ready to lay down his life to execute the mission of the spiritual master. Or in other words, if the disciple is unable to execute the mission of the spiritual master, he should rather die. He should feel that I would rather die. And in that state of complete detachment from the material world and feeling separation from the spiritual master and wanting to do nothing else than give one's life in the service of the spiritual master, the spiritual master will appear and reveal his desires to his disciples. Or Krishna. Krishna and the spiritual master work together. The spiritual master, the external manifestation of Krishna, who is the super soul. So, the way to mitigate our feelings of separation from Krishna, the spiritual master, is to serve them, to follow their instructions, and by such service, by one's rendering such service, they will reveal themselves to their devotees. So this should be our mood at every moment. As Srila Prabhupada says in discussing the incident where the king left his body and his widow was left alone in the forest, Instead of being eager to see Krishna in some bush in Vrindavan, one should rather execute the orders of the spiritual master. And by executing the orders of the spiritual master, one will somehow or other become associated with Krishna. And can see Krishna through following the orders of the spiritual master, or be associated with Krishna. So this should be our mood. This should be our prayer. We should cry for Krishna. Oh, Leandro Prabhu said, if you can't cry for Krishna, you should cry because you can't cry for Krishna. You should cry to be able to cry for Krishna. And that is internal, that is the internal reason for the descent of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He wanted to relish the feelings of Srimati Radharani, and that was fulfilled in the Rath Yatra. And the external reason for his descent was to spread the Sankirtan movement, and that is also achieved in the Rath Yatra. And this is this is something that we can also aspire to relish. Internally, relish feelings of separation, and externally, relish spreading the Sankirtana movement. The great benefit, even for ordinary people, in celebrating the Rath Yatra is that just by seeing the smiling face of Lord Jagannath, and in an ecstatic mood, one can be liberated. There are such statements in the scripture, and one could wonder, how is it possible? And Srila Prabhupada explained that at the time of death, all of one's thoughts, not thoughts, all of one's life pass through one's mind, that images in a movie that's going in fast motion. And I even heard this, you know, as a speaker. Psychologists would say that at the time of death, all the events of one's life pass very quickly through one's mind. So all these events are passing through one's mind. And then, when one comes to that moment, when he gazed upon Lord Jagannath with complete absorption, it's like that movie that's going in fast motion freezes. And so that image of Lord Jagannath remains in a person's mind at the time of death. Hare Krishna. That is a very big boon. Of course, we really want people to take up the process of Krishna consciousness. We want the festival to attract people, and we want to reciprocate with the people in such a way that they take up the practice. Because sometimes when asked about this idea that just by joining the Rath Yatra one is liberated, it's like coming to Bharat Yatra, Srila Prabhupada gave the example that there may be a hospital and the hospital will advertise, if you come to this hospital, you'll be cured of your disease. But it doesn't mean you come to the hospital, look inside the door and leave, and you'll be cured. It says you come to the hospital and you'll be cured. Implies you come to the hospital, you come inside, you take the treatment, and then you'll be cured. So, if one is very fortunate at the time of death, we might just happen to remember who I've had enough. But it's more sure that one will be cured of the material disease if he actually enters the hospital, spiritual hospital, which Srila Prabhupada created at this time, and takes up the treatment and is really cured, and then you can also become an agent of Srila Prabhupada and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to bring more people to Krishna consciousness. So I wish you all success in your celebration of Radha Raksha. And yeah, there will be a 3-day festival with talks, performances. Last night we were fortunate enough to see the production. It's something that's going to be Mr. Swami and his truth of the story of Usha and Aniruddha. It was a wonderful performance. It's like I never saw anything like it myself. I mean, it was really spectacular. I suggest, so that performance will be done tomorrow at the grounds, but it will be performed throughout the next 2 or 3 weeks. So if you get to see it in an auditorium, you know, it'll be more controlled. The environment will be more controlled, and you'll really be able to see the artistry of the performance. But you can appreciate it more, I would venture to say, if you're familiar with the story. So I suggest that all of you read this story, 2 chapters in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, the Krishna book, about the meeting of Usha and Aniruddha, their ultimate. Well, I don't want to give away the end of the story, but there's 2 chapters. And in that case, we should always be reading Srimad Bhagavatam. So, thank you very much. Would anyone like to add anything? Maharaj, Bhagavati, Kajas.
Judas, I have a question. When Lord Chaitanya asked Srutamana,
I should just, I think you know, this is Tatsurvik Das. He is Srila Prabhupada's disciple. Tatsurvik means one who knows the truth. So he's asking for the sake of others, don't think that he doesn't know the truth.
I need to be reminded what answer Srimad Samadhara gave Lord Chaitanya when the question was asked, how do you get the mercy? You started to explain about Sailor Moon and Jupiter, but I'm not sure you said the answer that Srimad Samadhara said.
Yes, it was actually the next verse, and it was just one of those decisions I made to move along. But since you inquired, the very next verse that said, Srila Sarva Damodar Goswami replied to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, if Rupa Goswami can understand your mind and intentions, you must have your Lordship's special benediction. So he got the special benediction of Lord Chaitanya, and so he understood. Srila Prabhupada got the special benediction of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and so he understood. But why did they get it? Why did they get the special benediction? It was from their self-service. Being ready to, you know, lay down their lives for the service of the Master without any personal consideration. Thank you for doing it. Alright, so there's so much ecstasy, I hardly know what to say or do, but whenever you're in doubt, you know there's one thing to do, and that is to chant the holy names. See you at the festival, if not sooner. Hare Krishna.